96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 30th of December, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Sports Friday to close out the year. On the clock's year, the last day of broadcast, talk broadcast before the end of the year. I am waiting for, hopefully, Mr. Eric Sawyer III to join me and maybe Miss Gail Hanna. It's such a busy time of the year, but have no fear. We got lots to talk about today. We've got lots to talk about today. And since my guests aren't here, what I wanted to talk about is the top sports stories of the year, but not just the top sports stories of the year. Against the backdrop of the changing of the national sport from cricket to sloop sailing, I'm asking the question, what is the top sport in the Bahamas and in 2022? Not just sports played in the Bahamas, but also Bahamian athletes abroad and playing abroad, like Christian Delavaux, Marsh competing in Japan. Yesterday, I think last week, I referenced someone I follow on Twitter, Chris Phenomenal, and this is him. Christian Delavaux has been practicing martial arts and competing in martial arts in Japan for a number of years. And I'm hoping to have an interview with him soon, but due to the rules of the practice that he's in, right, he has to get permission from his sensei and his dojo leaders, right, before he can participate in an interview. And that's fascinating to me, because that's the sort of thing that we need to highlight in the Bahamas. It's not just playing the sport. It's immersing and entrenching yourself in the culture of the sport, right? And then what happens from there is once you immerse yourself in the culture, then sort of naturally, the culture environment that it's in. And that's how we develop the Bahamian version of this sport or that sport. And so, look who joined me in studio this morning. Mr. Soy, good morning. You're fast.
Thank you.
Track and field, sport of the year. I almost opened my mouth to talk politics, all I could see. Yeah.
So far, so yeah.
Yeah.
I went not on Zoom this morning.
I think we could put up on the
season's
list.
Greetings, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Season's greetings. I mean, all like good jazz.
You know, season's cake, but yeah. I take greetings.
Season's greetings to everybody else out there in listening world.
Yeah. And I think I'm throwing out for the first candidate for top sport of 2022. You know what it is?
What is it?
Juggling. Bahamians been juggling a whole bunch of things this whole year.
I can attest to that.
And doing well at it.
I can attest to that.
Holding it down.
I can attest to that.
Pushing through the stress.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, man. And so we say, we want to first and foremost, celebrate every Bahamian that has been playing on every team possible. Team mummy. Team wife.
Team family.
Team
job. Team side or something.
Right. Take care of parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Team, I work at this school. And boy, these little cheering smiles is way plenty. These people ain't playing me enough.
Yeah.
Team that. Everybody been waking, doing their best.
Yeah. Team micromanager.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, having to deal with a micromanager.
Yeah, that's me. I thank you for putting that on my resume, dear Bahamian government. Hire me. I could micromanage you all. It's and then the second nomination is probably Junkanoo Trash Talking. I was gonna put Junkanoo up there, but I gotta put Junkanoo Trash Talking.
I am a devout from yes. the womb to the tomb, Saxon.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Listen to me. What I've been toting, I've dragged for the last couple of days. But you know, in true fashion as a Saxon, we'll let you have your trash talks and your bragging rights for 1 week. And then we looking to make sure that we have it for the rest of the year. But like I always say, once the valley ain't in, I happy, you know.
Yeah. And as a Saxons fan, I want to say to everybody that it's the New Year's Day parade that yes. is the first Junkanoo parade yes. of the 50th Independence
yes.
Year.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah. It is. This is the one where all the guns can come out right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I let y'all know, Saxons sneaky. They may pull a fast one on y'all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
This may be.
Let you feel like you have it in the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we come.
Yeah. Good morning, Saxon Superstars, Mason's Edition, and the whole Junkanoo community. Because the one thing about Bahamian Junkanoo trash talking is this. We talk to your bad, and then we remind you that we all in it together.
Exactly.
This Junkanoo town. And lick your wounds and hurry up, come back. Now, before we get into some... before I get into the list of sports practiced in the Bahamas and competed, Bahamian's been competing in this year. Sad news.
Yeah.
Top story.
Pele.
The king is dead.
Pele.
Long live the king.
Yeah, boy.
When we say the king is dead, this is who we talking.
Yeah, the king
forever
of,
will be.
Yeah, the king of soccer.
Yeah. Edson Arantes de Nascimento, known mononymously as Pele, was a Brazilian professional footballer who played as a forward, regarded as one of the greatest players of all time, and labeled the greatest, most successful and popular sports figures of the 20th century. In 1999, he was named Athlete of the Century by the IOC, that's the International Olympic Committee, and was included in the Time list of the 100 most important people of the 20th century. In 2000, Pele was voted World Player of the Century by the International Federation of Football, History and Statistics, and was one of the two joint winners of the FIFA Player of the Century.
Oh, he was hard, boy.
He scored 1,279 goals in 1,363 games. That's almost a goal.
A game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anytime you're on the field, that's a point.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Listen, Pele is the joint top scorer for Brazil with 77 goals in 92 games. And he won three FIFA World Cups, 1958, 1962, 1970. So I just want to say to everybody out there, Messi ain't half bad, you know.
That's what I just going to say. Yeah. Messi okay, you know. I mean, you know, he did what he's doing what he has to do.
And Ronaldo?
Oh, yeah.
Even when he cry baby and he bunch.
But ain't none of that.
Mbappe?
Listen.
Look here.
All of them look great. But if you add up the three of them, they still don't have as much World Cups.
Not just that. I don't think there is a move that any of them have ever performed on that pitch that Pele didn't perform first.
Long time.
Pele perfected the moves that you new soccer players think that you are styling.
Yeah, you're bended like Beckham. Yeah. Pele did it first.
Long time. Scissor, bicycle kick?
Pele did
Long time. Anyway.
He was 17 in the World Cup and doing that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think...
The boy couldn't even drive.
When they first bucked Pele, they had to buy him shoes so he could play proper.
Yeah, man. He was dirt poor.
Official. And notable thing. It was a point in Pele's career when European teams were trying desperately to get him to come to Europe. You know what Brazil did? Brazil named him a national treasure, which I don't know if it did legally, but certainly socially, it stopped him from going to play with any other.
It catapulted him to iconic status.
And I just want to say to our friend DeAndre Ayton,
all food, all drink free.
Listen, don't make us have to make you a national treasure and force you to play with the Bahamians only, okay?
Yeah, man, come play with us, man.
Yeah. I mean, we know you was in the negotiation, and we know that's a serious time. I really appreciate the dynamics there, the decision he had to make. I only mad because, but when you sign up
it'll
to
come
go
around
to,
again, and when yeah. it come around again, he'll be a better player. He'll yeah. be more polished, more refined. Yeah. And hopefully with that in mind.
When you sign up to play in the NBA, right, that's a serious deal. And you have to be aware of your contractual obligations.
Yeah.
And you have to follow. You don't, look here, yeah. you don't want to lose
media,
a career.
Media, uniform, haircut.
Because you're wearing the wrong logo. Yeah.
Wrong socks. Yeah. You know, right? Saying the wrong thing, talking too long.
In fact, I just saw a story about, is it Patrick Beverly? That's the boy name?
Yeah.
He got cut. Like, he was about to play with the Heat, I think, and mm-hmm. he got cut and he went to Russia. And as soon as he committed emotionally and psychologically to playing for Russia, he got a call from the NBA, yeah. and from the Cavaliers, say, come back. But he thought, it's like, cool, because the NBA is going to pay the salary, whatever I owe these Russian people to break the contract, mm-hmm. he can pay it. And then he found out that, like, of the $1.75 million that had to have been paid, the NBA was only going to pay $250,000 of it. Mm-hmm. And he said he spent his first 2 years of his NBA career living with his mummy hustling nails and him collecting $11,000 checks from the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything else had to go back to Russia. That's what he owed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Aiden, we appreciate the play.
Yeah, but we ain't got the money to pay the son. So make sure to say you live out to your contractual agreement first.
Yeah.
And as best as you can, when you can. You know, especially when you have to deal with this new contract.
Yeah.
Try to put that in your contract to say that if indeed the Bahamas is playing,
yeah,
I need the time to go with my trainers.
Right.
With your trainers, mm-hmm. with the Phoenix Suns trainers. You know, I won't say I can just pick up any old Bahamian in the Bahamas.
Right. And to give the Suns a degree of confidence that you're going to stick within the parameters set out by the franchise.
Exactly.
Man, look here, that's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into NBA and NFL just yet.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL kind of let me down last night, man. When the Cowgirls won last night.
That's what you thought about. So the fact that you divisional leaders ain't nothing. 49ers clinched. The division,
we were
it don't mean nothing to you. You sad.
We were always
But you not sad that they almost killed Tua on the field the other day.
Well, I mean, as it stands, Tua's career should be over. Like, you know, I mean, as much as I read up the Saudi in France, I don't want to see anybody seriously hurt.
Yeah.
But this is now 3.
So you ain't sad that I was correct. I know you've been waiting for this moment, Mr. Eric Sawyer. So I could say, in true Bahamian woman fashion, I was right. I tell y'all from that boy get hit in the game before the Bills game?
Yeah, the Bills game. Yeah, and then the Bengals is after that.
Yeah, that it was finish for Tua and the Dolphins. And it turns out that he may have had a concussion, a mild one, from that first hit
mm-hmm.
that just slowly built up to this point.
3 straight picks in the second half. Like, Tua, you know, from a trash-talking perspective, Tua is garbage, right?
You know,
I'll always say that from a trash-talking perspective. But honestly, he does have an accurate arm.
Mm-hmm.
And to throw 3 straight picks to a Packers defense that ain't all that.
Only thing going for them is the cold.
Yeah, they ain't all that.
Yeah. You know? In fact, he went from 9 of 12 for 229 yards with 1 touchdown and 0 interceptions in the first half. To the second half, when he went 7 of 13 for 81 yards with 0 touchdowns and 3
straight drives to end the game.
In this article, right, from NFL.com, Dolphins QB Tua in concussion protocol after showing symptoms on Monday, they spent a lot of time suggesting that they were not aware of when the concussion actually occurred, right? And I was upset because it felt like the league and the team franchise is sort of protecting itself, right? But I want to say that I figured that concussion happened from that Bills game when they tried to put my boy Tua in the Scorpion And the fact that they lost these three, four games in a row should have been an indicator to them.
The Sardines are horrible, but it should have been an indicator
to them that they should have been paying closer attention to Tua. Because like you say, his stats were off.
Yeah, after they played us, after they played the Niner gang, you know, it's been downhill ever since.
Mr. Sawyer said finish them by hurting their feelings.
Yeah, then the Chargers beat them and the Packers beat them.
All right, let's swing back to Bahamian sports.
The Bills
okay.
beat them.
So.
Man, one thing about them Dolphins. I think about them Sardines. They can get beat now.
Look here. I feel sorry
for Tua, though, honestly.
I don't know if you heard the news, right? But he announced that he is leaving the Revolution. He's leaving the show, the talk radio.
I heard.
Right. And so I got a text just now. Mr. Strawn, I don't know wherever you are in the world, if you could hear me, right? If you could hear me, the text to say, Guardian should make Juan McCartney a national treasure, and then he could never leave 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio, the Guardian family, or nothing. Dear Mr. Strawn, I go write CARICOM right away.
Here you go. You want some news?
Yeah.
Juan McCartney?
Yeah. Don't say it on air. I don't know what it is.
Juan McCartney's mother.
Yeah.
Is my father's big sister.
This boy is your first cousin.
He is.
Well, Mado.
He just finished ratting me up on the radio the other day because I came late to the family gathering and the Christmas.
And that's why you didn't know, because you keep coming late and missing the vibe.
Well, I mean, on the whole, though, like, it was the day after a very long night, you know?
Yeah.
And the family gathering was for 1 o'clock, and his daughter loves my macaroni.
Hold on, you just make macaroni.
Oh, yeah.
I have on my Rowan shirt today. Listen.
I make macaroni that you can sell in a restaurant, honestly.
Listen, anyway, so let's get to this list.
Macaroni and sauce? Oh, man.
All right, then.
Yeah.
What school you going to?
Queens College and then Aquinas.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, so what has been the top sport in the Bahamas? And these are all of the sports that we have covered on this show. And some... I think everything I'm going to talk about today, we have talked about on this show. Please text in to 422-GR96, 422-GR96, that's 4796, or call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. What was the top sport in 2022? Remember, this is against the backdrop of the decision to make sloop sailing the national sport. And I figure we have until the 50th independence celebration
to finally say basketball is the number one
sport. To change their mind, if you want. I ain't on that run, but if you want.
Yeah, just hurry say it.
Okay, so soccer and beach soccer.
Yeah.
Volleyball.
Uh-huh.
Swimming and diving.
Uh-huh.
Baseball.
Uh-huh.
Deep sea diving.
Uh-huh.
Lawn tennis and table tennis.
Right.
Boxing.
Gotcha.
And martial arts.
Uh-huh.
Water polo.
Right.
Sport fishing.
There you go.
Squash.
Wow.
Porking. Mm-hmm. Track and field.
Gotcha.
Equestrian sports.
Horses.
Sailing. Mm-hmm. Cycling.
Uh-huh.
Triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
Racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
Deep sea diving.
Mm-hmm.
I said that one. Auto racing and kart racing.
Gotcha.
Bodybuilding.
You're right on point.
Cycling.
Okay.
Esports.
We'll see.
Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Chess.
Uh-huh.
And put his pin there. Chess, softball, uh-huh. weightlifting, uh-huh. distance running, uh-huh. American football, uh-huh. billiards and pool, uh-huh. rowing and sculling.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't talked about it on my show, I don't think, but gymnastics.
Okay.
And I haven't put in the beatball, which is the baseball for people who are visually impaired.
Uh-huh.
A couple of the newer, very new sports uh-huh. that we've had.
You still can't get better in basketball.
Look at how much drink the boy put. Toten. Number one. Toten. Okay, so the reason I stick a pin in chess, because the Guardian junior female athletes of the year. Carla, we're coming to you in a second. Finishing first. Oh, let me get my notes together. This is an exciting one. Is a young female who excelled in a number of sports. Dior Race Scott, and she's the youngest ever winner at 14 years old, and she plays a number of different sports. She plays athletics, basketball, and softball, and I went to the Carifta Games and shattered a 15-year Carifta record with a massive personal best row, right? So that's first place. Second place is Danica Lightborn with 25 points.
Yeah. She's a baller.
Yeah.
She's a basketballer.
And then Renishka.
D1 school now, actually. Yeah.
Renishka Gibbs in third. And
big swimmer.
Then we have Shatalia Dorsett in fourth and Rima Collins in fifth, right? And I love it. These are great. These young ladies have excelled. They've performed.
Rima going to Ole Miss.
Yeah, side with Coach Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Play for her being coach.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But I want a special mention, I think, for, is it Avian Pride? The Pride daughter in the three Pride Chess Masters, right? We got to have a special mention for her. And then for our equestrian champion. Every other day, she's somewhere across the globe with her horse. I sure this horse is a pot horse from Abaco. You don't need no pedigree horse to win no championship. You need a Bahamian pot horse, family to the pot cake. Mm-hmm. They could do anything. They could drive car. They could deliver groceries.
And don't get me wrong, you know, probably going to use the horse here.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, no. Here nor there. Anyway, producer, let's go to this caller. And good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Curry.
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
I am okay. Suffered from a bad case of proof, but I will be all right.
For yes, now, you will.
You made mention that you forgot one sport.
Tell me.
The definition for sport is that the activity involved in physical exertion and skill in which another individual or team competes against another for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So the sport you missed out, which is the greatest sport in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we just proved it the other day. It's juggling.
No, man, I said that at the beginning.
But it's juggling. There's no other one.
Sparky, let me ask
you
a question.
No, I'll say I got the proof.
Sparky, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When you were younger and your back wasn't mad at you, you used to jump in the air and do the splits like the Bahamian by them?
We used to do a split, what they used to call, when we used to do a high jump.
Uh-huh.
There's particular jump, we used to call it the split. You go over the stick like a split.
Uh-huh.
Then we had the before the stick called the frog's Mary flop.
Yeah.
There was the straddle.
Uh-huh.
And then the split. And then the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a difference that way you go feet first. Not now when they throw their hand up in the air. And then that's the hip.
That's their
and then
final
they kick
prayer.
Their leg out. That's how they do it now.
That's their final prayer to the heavens that they make it.
Yeah, when white boy come over there, they change high jumping to get people over 7 feet.
Okay, so.
Before, you only could get around 6 foot something because your feet had to go over first.
What do you think is the top sports story of the year?
Juggernaut.
No, man, that's the top sport.
The Saxons get fit.
That's the top sports story I get.
Hold on, the Saxons get fit.
Producer,
that's the lead story.
My feelings are hurt. Sparky, you hurt my feelings. I have to cut you.
Yeah.
But Saxons, you don't think we know the Saxons get fit?
I'm telling you, man. Just rubbing salt in an open wound.
That's like another, that's another sport right there.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Teasing.
They are politicians.
Teasing.
I practicing that for Obama games, okay? I practicing that, but let me mind my manners before somebody rubs salt in one of my own wombs. Yes. Okay, Texas says, basketball is hands down the national sport, and I don't even like basketball. The key element in my book is everybody is playing and can play it respective of funding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, you sounded like you trying to talk about soccer. See, soccer is that type of game. All you need is like six, but you need an even number of players. And then...
And four rock.
Yeah.
But in this country, every school, basically every school, every park,
mm-hmm.
every little area, you got crate rims and all mm-hmm. in the hoods and things. They play basketball.
And I mean, listen, we have a number of players. In fact, the Nassau Tribune in their male athlete of the year, they pick our friend.
They pick Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. And listen, here is the story. Let's go to this call. And when I come back from this call, I'm going to tell you the story that was, I think, published yesterday on Buddy. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Producer, I don't think they are there. Okay, so this is a story I found yesterday. Pacers.
Hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I said a happy new year to you and your guests.
Why, thank you.
Same, same.
Okay. Now, you were saying the national sports, the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
Now, it depends what you look at.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at where the most the Bahamians participated in.
Mm-hmm.
One time ago, I meant to say basketball, because we had a lot of basketball court around, and we still have a lot around.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have much people playing basketball like years gone by.
Mind you, that's true, but there's still a significant number of people playing basketball.
You think, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's attendance.
Uh-huh.
You don't have much people going to the games no more.
True.
True.
Okay. The next one, I'll say, Cafe softball.
Yeah.
You still have a lot of people participating in softball.
Yeah, you're right.
And you still, so if you look at the participation and the fans attendance, I make it say softball.
But listen, you raised a great point. Because like with the selections for the athlete of the year, I wonder, like, should we be considering only in the Bahamas versus athletes that are competing abroad or got their successes abroad? Like you say, if we're looking at what's happening in the Bahamas, fan participation, local participation,
right,
softball at this point in time may beat out basketball. There may be a nice little challenge there.
Yeah, because of the fun nature of softball in this country.
Yeah.
It leads anyone, not someone, anyone.
To go out and make that an outing.
Yeah.
And that's a part, and that's a part of the discussion as well.
Right, that's why, the participation.
Yeah.
But I tried to call you last week, and that's why I really called. Y'all were talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, go on.
So they say they got another either 12 or 16 more countries could be in it next time.
They increased it from 32 to 48.
Yeah, that's true.
I know any of these Caribbean countries can make it.
Well, but, Jamaica already made it, right?
Yeah, Jamaica had a solid. It's good with the soccer.
Yeah, I was in London when the Reggae Boys went to World Cup, and I had to go to the Bahamian consulate and let them know that temporarily I was going to be a Jamaican in London.
Yaman.
But you see, like I was saying, you see how they kill with that World Cup thing? Boy, you imagine when there are more countries coming down?
Yes.
That's going to be something else.
Yes.
It's going to help a lot of funding. It's going
to
help a lot.
So you say, so you have to look at, that's what I'm saying, to pick the national sports.
Yeah.
You have to look at all of that. Then with adolescents, I think a lot of adolescents, the youngsters, participate in the baseball.
Yeah.
I think that's a good league. But
yeah.
The fans' attendance, when you look at that and amount of teams, I think I'll say softball.
I got you. And that's a great consideration, and you've raised an important point.
Yeah.
Has the government established and publicly are they used to make their decision?
Yeah.
Right? And has a standard been set, right? Thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Because look here, I'm going to say, Mr. Sawyer, sailing, right? Historically. We build the boats. We teach people how to build the boats. We sail.
If you'd like to make
sport,
a call,
we sail for recreation. We sail for commerce and economics. We sail for survival. We sail for defense. Right? It is an integral part of our culture. Are we?
It is.
Are we centered around sailing enough? No, we're not. In fact, I would suggest that if we had focused on boat ownership the same way we focus on automobile ownership holistically, that sailing would be the natural and obvious choice. 50, 60 years of prioritized boat ownership over car ownership, we would have seen a different space. I get somebody says, but how many Bahamians play politics of football in a second? Producer, I see we got a call there. I got a text that says, the national sport must be basketball or Tiefen. Listen, dear texter, I think we should call it like close contact Tiefen, right? This person said they were on, Cowpen Road. They went into this place for, they say, for like 4 minutes. And when they come out, the whole front end of the car was the lights and the bumper was gone. And there was cars all around the place. I call that close contact Tiefen, right? I want to ask the police. I know that the police were out in great force. The Junkanoo, I want to ask, was there an increase in reports of pickpocketing and theft? Close contact Tiefen, a national sport. I see. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine. Good morning, your guest.
Morning. Morning, sir.
Aaron, I agree with my boy who called for me. Softball is the thing, man. Softball is an old man sport. You can play softball up to the age of 70, 80.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And when we be on the nice, beautiful park there on between Blue Road and Market Street, nice park, man. The young boys come down there, think they could control the whole of folks, but they just get a good whooping, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I talk to somebody that's not the same players.
Yeah.
You see, softball is a real good thing, and you know, and it's be a lot of fun. You know, no row, and just everybody is happy.
Yeah.
You know, hit once and errors, and you know, the guys, the older guys, if they do the wide, if they get a base that they can drive, might make it to second. They ain't getting out hard due to the age barrier. And the they say is, man, the Sox is coming back again, man.
You know, all right. I like that.
Just wait, man. We'll be back.
Of course. Absolutely.
All right.
Man, listen, this is interesting. Another criteria, right? What sport could have a variety of age groups playing at the same time and does, right, has young and older Bahamians participating at the same time, coming to the games at the same time, coming to watch the same games,
let me tell you,
playing in the same games.
Let me tell you why the older fellas beat the younger fellas at softball.
Yeah.
See, because older fellas' Gatorade is always fermented.
That's what I was about to say. I didn't want to be offensive.
And young boys really can't deal with fermented Gatorade.
Yeah.
In that morning heat, increasing sun.
Yeah. Like, right? I'm a hasty. I'm not allowed to drink fermented Gatorade until the sun go down.
Okay.
There you go.
Them fellas good at that out there, you know.
All right.
I mean, they good at that out there. And then they go right out there on the field and don't miss a beat.
Yeah. You see, this is important, you know, because when we look at the Guardians Female Athlete of the Year is
Shawnee,
right? Tribune, Shawnee, then Devin Charlton, then Tynia Gaither, then Jonquel Jones, then Anthony Strawn. Now look here, I am not dissing the achievements of any of these women, right? But they all playing abroad.
They are.
And when they were competing locally, they may have been too young for the senior athlete of the year. Now, they do have competition in the Bahamas. I know Shawnee didn't compete, I don't think, but the NACAC in Grand Bahama, we had competition there. And so, but what was raised by the last caller is this local thing. And what concerns me, right, is, are you only a superstar when you have success outside of the Bahamas? And what does that mean for national identity? Now, that's a bit weighty. We don't have to delve into that. I see we got a caller on the line. And I got to talk about the Lakers, LeBron's Lakers. So let's get to this call.
We can talk about Buddy too, man.
Yeah, man. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. How you do?
You know, about the sailing issue, it is as sad as how many Bahamians in the past didn't even know how to swim and weren't taught how to swim. Should have been a class. And you didn't need an Olympic pool to teach. You could have gone right down
Montague Beach
and taught everybody if you're going to know how to sail.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of sailing and boat building, you have to look at the Weatherfords in Abaco. About 200 years ago, some of the first boat builders cut the tree down and bent it into the actual dinghy, the boat.
Okay.
And so people want to know about my heritage. So very interested. And, you know, we have to commend the Royal Nassau Yacht Club and Sailing Club because they do, the Yacht Club does, teach every summer children.
Yeah, and throughout the year.
City how to sail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. We've highlighted it a couple of times.
And why do we go to Regatta and enjoy our sailing, but we haven't invited the world to come and bring their vessels and let's sail as a competition? And you know, this
now,
is
hold
a
on,
huge
hold,
tourism.
Hold on. December, November, beginning of December, we had an international tournament. I think the first time it may have been hosted here. You moving in the right direction, Graham.
Right, just the yacht club.
Yeah, not just the tournament, right at Montague Harbor. Not just the tournament, but then we bring people and say, look here, in your off season,
right,
bring
in
your boat to the Bahamas for
bring
maintenance. Come train, come hang out. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of your
some
boat.
Fritters, yeah,
yeah
heads
man.
In heads in bed.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you can't sleep on that little sailing sloop.
I mean, I tried. Thank you.
Darn easy to do it. But, you know, we got to move on here. And I want to tell you a happy new year.
Yeah.
And I hope this year we actually move towards getting financially secure and energy secure. I'm so glad that we recovered that $3.5 billion we have. This money, we need to pay anybody who's owed money and save our nation's reputation and then take over this exchange as a...
I hear you,
Graham.
We can't talk politics today. I have on my Rowan shirt. They can get out of control. But thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man, for your contributions. See the energy thing? He's right. You know why? Because you need lights to play basketball in the dark. You need lights to play sports.
Yeah.
And teams who are raising money need support.
If you'd like to make a call.
Paying those types of bills. So, Graham.
Tickets, hotel room.
You pushing in the right direction. Top sports stories of the year. Also, for junior athlete the Guardians Junior Male Athlete of the Year. We have our young, I think we have our young sailor. And if we don't, he should be there on that list. Check out these articles in the Guardian, the Nassau Guardians Junior Male Athlete of the Year, the Junior Female Athlete of the Year, and the Female Athlete of the Year have all been published so far. I mean, rowing, we had the Dragon Boat competition. That's an international, right? Like, that's an international blend, but we've got a group of young American athletes.
Every year.
Look here, one of the top sports stories this year has to be the growth of sports tourism and the impact on the sports world and the wider economy.
Yeah. The world now knows you could come in and play any sport.
I'm telling you.
At any time of the year.
Absolutely.
Battle for Atlantis. You had the thing at Obama.
Now, Mr. Sawyer, you hear this music? We have a race in front of us. When we hit the commercial break, me and you have to race into the producer's room to see if there's any more passion fruit tangerine lemonade left in there, okay?
Yeah, let's
all right.
On you, Mark. You,
yes, get set. You're on the clock.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move, and never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah, your torch is finishing.
Spin Tech Crew.
Cool.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to On the Clock on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Mr. Sawyer ran the race. He won it. He beat me to it. He'd be all right. Him and his 49ers, they will be okay. But Mr. Sawyer, before we talk about the 49ers, let's get to this call. Good morning, caller.
Caller, this is Stark in the voice along with you and Mr. Sawyer here.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm all in, thank God.
Good,
we need
good.
Justice, law, and order in the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Two sports I didn't hear you mention.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard you mention, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Sculling and ping pong.
Table tennis is ping pong, and I have rowing and sculling. I got it there.
No, rowing is different from sculling.
I know, but I got rowing and sculling. Because when the professionals talk about it, you could row or you could scull. So I put them in the same category.
Okay.
Yes, sir, but I with you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I would prefer you distinguishing them because it's easy to row, but when it comes to sculling, you got to know how to the sculler to make the boat move. You got to sing the scull. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, Van Bremen. Listen, what I need you to do. I need you to find somebody who does that, somebody who used to do that so I could bring them on the show so we could talk about that.
We had actual process.
Well, I used to do it when I could have seen.
Man, Brayman, okay.
I can see if I can get somebody to, you know, who
right.
I know used to do it.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Do me a favor. Text. I don't know if you have a text function available. I got to get your contact number. Maybe give it to the producer. Because this is it. But man, you hear what Brayman say? You got to be able to sing to skull. It's just making sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I ever hear anybody sing like how Ronnie Butler sing by the time I get to Phoenix, or how George Mackey used to be a crooner.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Y'all want to tell me Chick Chinese don't exist and mermaids don't exist, but now you can tell me that you have to sing to skull?
People tell me, say, the Saxons had Chick Chinese on bay. Say, that's what that...
Listen, let's talk about it for a second. Because pettiness is also a national sport.
Yeah, boy.
First of all, that bird did look good.
First of all, it was well-pasted.
Yes.
That's the first thing.
Second, little cray paper paste.
That's all it was.
Right.
There was nothing else on it.
So y'all was shocked because y'all have moved so far away from...
glitter and mirror paper and feathers. And
right. Mm-hmm. Same thing. One family.
Now, don't get me wrong. I should have some wings, but, you know.
Yeah. Don't watch nothing.
Yeah.
Be working on that.
Yeah.
Because when you see 50 of them flock towards you on Bay Street when next see, time.
Okay. Then you'll understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I like that. It's because we're used to the moving parts and we're used to the fanfare. But that's mm-hmm. a bird in a different position. Y'all just don't understand.
Y'all don't see it. Y'all yeah. don't see it, you know?
But I saw it and I thought it was fabulous.
That was in 2D, not
now,
3D.
Whoever left the bird in town,
yeah,
that's who I'm mad at.
Yeah, man, you're supposed to take that home and keep that. That's a national
no, yeah, sake first now. Of all, it was in great condition.
Yeah.
It was still beautiful.
They took the face off and drop everything else. I was like, motto.
In fact, y'all need to go take that to UB. So Mingo could have a friend to chill with.
Right.
Yes.
Minga.
There you go. Okay. another text. I think Brayman say sink. At least
sink.
I think
yeah,
that's
sink.
What he's.
Yeah. Yeah. First, sing the skull, not sing. Yeah.
No. First of all, it'd have to be sing, right?
Oh, here we go with Rowan now.
Because I am an ocean free floater. And you can't, human Bahamians can't just sink. It's only one out of every 70 Bahamians could just go in the water and sink. We are mermaid people.
One out of every 2.7 Bahamians, you mean? So many Bahamians can't swim anymore, Aaron?
I didn't say swim, I said bubble.
Yeah,
bubble and tread water.
They barely could tread water anymore.
But I think it's sink, but Dexter, thank you, because we have to figure that out. Why would you need to sink, be able
you
to sink?
You got
to
sink the skull in the water.
Man, I could drop a stick in the water.
Yeah, but it's attached to the boat and it got to go at a certain angle.
But that's why I figure it's rhythm because you got to get that rhythm.
Because you got to catch the current underneath.
This is a good Rowan day. Anyway, top sport of the Bahamas. I mean, these young chess players have just been everywhere with minimal support, minimal funding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good story. Second story, men's basketball team. Men's basketball team get the furthest they ever get.
Yeah.
Good story.
Brittany Grano was traded right. for an arms dealer.
But Bahamian women's national team can't go any further because why?
Funding.
No, not funding.
They can only go as far as Candlelight Exchange.
Why? Because the men's team have bills.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have... Listen, dear Bahamian sporting associations and community.
Yeah.
The Bahamian women's team should never have to sacrifice something they have achieved because another team have bills. I don't care about federation this and federation that.
No, man, if they qualify,
care.
If they qualify and they are ready, able, and willing to go,
mm-hmm.
let's try to get them there, man.
Yes.
Let's try to get them there.
Absolutely. I promise you, I wouldn't talk no politics today, yeah, so I ain't going to say what I want to say, but y'all just remember those ladies played hard. They played hard. They deserve more. I think that's perhaps one
Buddy Hield won last night.
Right. He won last night. And
he beat the Cavaliers last night.
Buddy Hield is the fastest shot in the East, officially. The Indiana Pacers opened Thursday's game against the Cavaliers. I think that's last week, Thursday.
Last night.
With a lightning-fast three-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Last night.
In one fluid motion, Hield caught the tip from Cavaliers center Jared Allen.
And threw it up
from tip off the field goal. The whole thing took 3 seconds. And maybe that's why Buddy Hield.
I saw the game. They played, I think they played the Wizards on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think it was the Wizards. Anyway, in either which way, Buddy scored his team's first 18 or 19 points.
Yeah.
He scored 11. 3 of 3 from three. Yeah. Head fake.
And that's not why he's the top athlete. That's not why he's the top story, you know. Because of his attitude.
Yeah.
His presence on the court. His maturity. His empathy and support for other players. That you think.
And he also said in an interview recently.
Yeah.
That he can't get into Junkanoo because he's from Freeport. So all y'all Freeport people that believe that y'all is y'all is Valley. Listen. Y'all is up Junkanoo at 6 o'clock, you know. 6, 7 o'clock. We only have Junkanoo at 6 o'clock.
But you're not wearing the Rowing shirt. How could you row so much?
No, I just let these Freeport people know who wanted to tag me up on Facebook.
All right, listen, we have got 30 seconds left. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
Aaron, I had
had to call you on that female discrimination. It's a serious thing.
Absolutely.
And we should, in this country, along with swimming, have at least 2, 3, 4 periods a week where all the children play chess against each other for learning strategy.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for ending it for us, Graham. We got to get out of here. Mr. C.A. Nurian, Guardian Radio AM, is up next.
Happy New Year. And I'll see you next year.
And don't forget, porking is always going to be the number one Bahamian sport.
Oh, number one.
Absolutely.
Number one. From top to bottom.
Have a great day. Junkanoo. Junkanoo.
Saxons.